Hi and welcome. I am Lisa. This is a short guided meditation to help you ground and resource in times of uncertainty. The times we are living in are complex. They are often overwhelming and they are uncertain. And in times like this, it's important for us to remember that there are ways that we can support ourselves. There are ways that we can support each other. There are ways that we can pause and tune into support and resource before we turn our attention back out into the world and the complexity and whatever it is that's overwhelming us. What I'm offering here today is a meditation that you can use in those moments where you feel like you need to pause, you need to tune back into inner resource, felt resource in the body, a deeper connection with yourself, a more grounded feeling before you go back out into the world again and interact with the complexities and the overwhelm that is out there. Let's start by just noticing how you're feeling in this moment. Just taking a moment to check in with yourself. Maybe notice your breath. Without changing it, just notice what you notice. Maybe notice your thoughts. Maybe notice your body. How are you feeling? Are you feeling tense? You're feeling relaxed? You're feeling anxious? And as we notice and observe, I invite you to do so with non-judgment. So if there is tension, we just notice, there is tension. And then take a moment before we settle in to just notice if there is something you need in this moment before we dive deeper into this meditation. Maybe you want to adjust how you're sitting. Maybe you want to grab a blanket or take a sip of water. Just notice if there is a little thing that you can do to support yourself right in this moment. And then do that. And when you feel ready to lean into this meditation, I invite you to, either sitting or laying down, close your eyes. And if you don't feel like closing your eyes, you can soften your gaze, maybe look down a little bit. And just take a moment to settle in to a more relaxed state. Maybe taking a few deep breaths, allowing yourself to drop a little bit deeper into the body. And just notice what it feels like when you drop in. Become a little bit more present in your body. And there is no right or wrong here. Just notice what it feels like to be present and dropped in. And if you need to, you can repeat the deep breath, inhaling, and on the exhale, dropping a little bit deeper into the body. And take a moment to gently guide your attention towards a place in your body that feels relaxed, calm, good. And just notice if there is a place like that in your body. And if there is, place a hand or two there and just connect with that place for a moment. And if there isn't a place in your body that feels relaxed or good, then maybe there is a place in your body that feels neutral. Just kind of, it just is. It might be the palm of your hands, the soles of your feet, or another place in your body. Again, just place your hands on this neutral place in your body. And if it is the palm of your hands, maybe place them together. And as your hands are resting on this relaxed or neutral place in your body, just take a moment to connect with that place in your body. Notice what you notice. Maybe there's a little bit of space for you to let go of some tension in the body. Maybe there is space for you to let go of a thought or two that keeps coming back. Maybe it just gives you a little bit of space to breathe and pause. Again, there's no right or wrong here, but let's just stay with that for a moment, that relaxed, calm, or neutral place in your body. And remind yourself that you can always connect with your body in this way. Checking in with how you're feeling. And then guiding your attention to a specific place in your body that feels grounding and resourcing. And from here, take a moment and tune into a resource in your inner world. It might be a color or an image or an object that is present for you already. Or it might be something you remember. A memory or a good friend. Something or someone that feels grounding and supportive to you. And just take a moment to intentionally connect with that resource in your inner world. Something that is alive within you. And again, take a moment to notice what it feels like to connect with this inner resource. What does it feel like in your body? Are you noticing parts of you relaxing? Or maybe a smile? Maybe you're releasing a frown. Maybe you're breathing a little bit more freely. Again, there's no right or wrong here. We're just noticing what it feels like to connect with that inner resource. Something that feels grounding, supportive, safe. from here, take a moment to imagine that these two resources, the resource in your body, the felt resource, and then this inner resource, that you place both of those in your left hand. This is your resource hand. And just take a moment to notice what it feels like to hold your resources like this in your hand. Just notice how heavy or light they are, the texture. Just notice what it feels like to hold your resources in your hand. And then take a moment and hold up your other hand, your right hand, and imagine that the thing that is overwhelming you is in that hand. And just notice what that hand, the overwhelm hand, feels like. This might be a situation, might be something in the media, it might be a conversation, something that feels big and overwhelming and hard to handle. And just notice what that feels like in your hand. Again, just notice how big is it, how heavy, how light. What is the texture, the color? How are you relating to it? What does it feel like to hold this overwhelm in your right hand? Again, there's no right or wrong. We're just noticing what it feels like to be in relationship with this overwhelming thing. And then I invite you to turn your attention back to the left hand, the resourcing. That grounded, safe place in your body, and that inner resource, that image or memory that helps you stay connected, that reminds you of connection, of hope, of joy. And then for a moment, turn your attention back to the right hand and the thing that is overwhelming you. And just take a moment to notice how you're being in relationship with it. Is there a boundary between you and the thing that is overwhelming you? What are you noticing about the thing that is overwhelming you? What does it feel like? And then again, intentionally turning your attention back to your resources in your left hand. And continue this practice for as long as it feels helpful for you. Slowly letting your focus move as a pendulum between your resources, the thing that grounds you and connects you to yourself, and then the thing that is overwhelming you and that you're not sure how to navigate or relate to. Letting yourself intentionally guide your attention between those two. We're not trying to change anything, we're just noticing what does it feel like to let our focus swing as a pendulum between the resource hand and the overwhelm hand. And I'm just going to stay quiet for a moment and let you continue. And if you want to continue for a little bit longer, you can pause this for a minute or two before you return to the rest of this practice. And now we're just letting the pendulum swing slowly between the two hands. And whenever you feel ready to land from this practice, I invite you to slowly move your hands toward each other and just notice what you notice as you are slowly, slowly letting your resource meet the overwhelm. Just notice how close you want your hands to get. Maybe you want there to be some distance between them. This is very intuitive, so again, there's no right or wrong here, but just notice what happens as you're letting resource move closer to overwhelm. Maybe you notice a shift in your body, a certain sensation. Maybe it's an image or a color. We're not looking for something specific, but just notice what you notice. And when it feels right, take a moment to end the practice by putting both of your hands somewhere on your body that feels supportive, calming. Maybe taking a deep breath or two. And just notice what is present in your body after this practice of intentionally moving your awareness between resource and overwhelm. Notice the transition here. And from here, slowly begin to prepare yourself to land from this guided meditation. Slowly coming back to full awareness at your own pace. Slowly coming back to full awareness of your body. Maybe you want to slowly start moving your toes, your fingers. Maybe stretching a little bit before you open your eyes or come back to full focus. And as you're landing, take a moment to just remind yourself that you can always pause when you're overwhelmed and whenever you meet uncertainty. Sometimes there isn't a lot of space or time to pause, but we can always pause for a moment or two. And if you have time and space, then maybe you can return to this guided meditation. To help remind yourself that even through times of overwhelm and uncertainty, we can connect with ourselves, we can connect with each other, we can intentionally find practices, people, conversation, places that are resourcing and supportive, and how important those are for how we navigate the thing that is overwhelming. How we navigate the uncertainty. We will always, always navigate differently when we are under-resourced. So coming back to resource is one of the most powerful practices. That we can lean into to support ourselves and to refocus, recharge before we interact with the overwhelm, the chaos, the uncertainty. We can always resource. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for showing up for yourself today and doing this practice. Take care. And remember that you can always connect with your body. You can always tune into your body's wisdom. Even if you only have a moment or two, we can practice in small ways, small, tangible, accessible ways. I hope you take that with you as you move back out into the world and some of the uncertainty that you will likely meet out there. Thank you for now. Take care and blessings to you.